Last year, the Northwestern University men's soccer team wound up at 6-9-5 overall and winless in Big Ten play. But this season, the Cats took a leap forward with 7 wins already, 2 matches to go, including a conference trip to Madison this week. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with a generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. NU is 3-3-1 in Big Ten play, and senior forward Ty Seeger, 5'11", 165-pounder out of West Chicago, Illinois, playing with NU, is on the phone with me today. So, Ty, walk us through your Cats season this year, will you?
Yeah, the season has been, it's been definitely a lot of up and down kind of throughout the year. We had kind of a tough little start to the beginning of the season. But then as the Big Ten play kind of came around, we had a great away win at Maryland. We won 3-1, which is a great result for us kind of to kick off the Big Ten play. So that was definitely a big result for us. And then kind of since then, we've been just battling in the Big Ten. We had a tough stretch with some of the top teams, but as of recent, have turned it around and just had a great win over Michigan State. So looking to just kind of continue to fight as we enter the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, so you all have won 2 straight on the way to the last couple of matches before the conference tourney. You definitely have some wind at your backs here.
Yeah, it's been great, and it's always good to have momentum towards the end of the year for sure. But with wins against Rutgers and Michigan State, that's definitely going to help us moving forward, and we're definitely pretty positive going into this away trip to Madison, but just anxious to kind of finish out the year.
Yeah, you guys play well on the road. One of those 2 straight wins was against Rutgers at home along the Lake Michigan shoreline, and that was the first home triumph for your program in almost 2 years. Ty, why the struggles playing at home?
Yeah, the past couple years have been tough in the Big Ten for us, but you know, we really have been trying to focus on taking advantage of our home field, and we knew that Rutgers was a game that we could do that. We've had some tough games out on Martin Stadium near the lake, but we were just trying to focus on Rutgers, and you know, we came out and got a win, and then that really kind of gave us some momentum going into the Michigan State game. So it was good, but trying to utilize our home field for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, trip up Interstate 90 on Wednesday to play Wisconsin. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, we're really excited for the game against the Badgers. We're all kind of just amped up for it, and especially with it being the last Big Ten game, guys are just really ready, especially coming off of a win. But it's a big game for us, especially fighting for that 4th place spot. We really would like to host the first round of the Big Ten tournament. And so the first 4 teams in the Big Ten will host the first round at home. So that's kind of our goal, is to kind of place 4th place to be able to do that. So just trying to look out and play our game and hopefully come out on top.
Wisconsin's had a really tough season this year. Break down this matchup a little bit for us.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good game for us. Yeah, they unfortunately, the Badgers have been struggling a little bit. But we will look to, I mean, they're not as experienced either. I know they have lost some older guys over the past couple of years. But we're looking to come in and just play our style. We're looking to just get after them on the flanks and try to control the middle of the park. But, just trying to play our style. And not worry about them too much, but just kind of worry about ourselves. And if we can control how we play, we know that it should turn out well for us.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys win this match, then for sure you'll be the 4th seed in the conference tournament?
Yeah, it's crazy how close the Big Ten is right now. So it honestly depends how things kind of shake up, but Michigan could be one of those teams. Michigan State could be another one of those teams. Potentially Maryland. But kind of in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten, it is pretty close. So depending on how a couple games go, it could really shift things around.
All right, so what do you like most about how your team is playing, how your team is developing right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think just with a group that we have, I think that we're really bought in. These guys are just, we're all super close, and we love fighting for each other. And also, we haven't been in this position in the last 3 or 4 years. So this is actually my first year not playing in the 7 and 8 play-in game for the Big Ten tournament. So I think everyone's really excited because we are in a good spot in the Big Ten right now. And especially for my class, this is just kind of the first year that we have been doing this well. So I think there's some excitement with that, which will definitely be good for us going forward.
Okay, Northwestern Wildcats men's soccer forward Ty Seeger on with me. He was an all-state player, all-America player at Wheaton Academy. He's a senior now, and I think we'll backtrack and find out how you got to NU. You were recruited by Notre Dame amongst the schools recruiting you. And we'll talk about the spiritual transformation, I guess we could call it, of the entire program, beginning when you were a freshman, Ty. So let's get together again next time. Appreciate you being on the show with me today. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.